8.
Are you late?
Okay, I'll try. Moreover, the Lord said to me, take a large scroll and write on it with a man's pen concerning Mehar Shalal Hash Baz. And I will make for myself faithful witnesses to record Uriah the priest and Zechariah the son of Jeberechiah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You go over some of this stuff and just almost like, what in the world? Okay, so what does he tell me? Write on it a man's, with a man's pen concerning. What is that talking about? What is he saying there?
He's saying he ain't putting it down on tablets for him. He's going to make, he wants you to write it down on paper.
Yeah. But what, the name, what does anybody got any idea what that name means?
I don't know.
Euphrates.
Is that a person or is that a thing?
No.
I was looking at the bottom, writing at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't quite. It says literally the speed, to speed the spoil, hasten the booty.
Yeah. Make speed to the spoil.
Mm-hmm.
Hasten to the booty or the
treasure.
Yeah.
Plunder.
All right.
The plunder. That's a pirate's definition.
Well, booty is definitely a pirate.
I didn't just say it.
Is that what it means, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Booty.
So they said, hurry up, make speed to it. All right. And I will take for myself faithful witnesses to record these things. Uriah the priest, Zechariah the son of all right, let's go.
Then I went to the prophetess, and she conceived and bore a son. Then the Lord said to me, call his name Mehar Shalal Hash Baz. So that is a person.
Same one that was up there, but topped.
For before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be taken away before the king of Syria.
Okay. Now, he's saying here, make haste, hurry up and get the spoil. Hurry up and get the booty. Because, you see, before the woman had, the prophetess had a child. And before the child was able to say what?
Mommy and daddy.
So it was saying before the child would be about 2 years old, is what it's saying there, that the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria will be taken away from the king of Assyria. The king of Assyria at that time was supposed to be big shot, big time. But he said that before, when that prophetess has her son, before the child is able to talk and say, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and of Samaria will be taken away. So that's why you gotta hasten. That's why you gotta hurry up and go get the spoil and get the booty before it's all taken away.
Who's taking it?
Every time you say booty, I'm thinking of pirate stuff.
Well,
plunder.
It's all the same.
I know, I'm just.
Okay. So you said, who's taking it away?
Yeah.
Okay, and that will come as we go along. Okay.
The Lord also spoke to me again, saying, inasmuch as these people refuse the waters of Shiloh that flow softly and rejoice in Rezin and in Remaliah's son. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now therefore, behold, the Lord brings up over them the waters of the river, strong and mighty. The king of Assyria and all his glory, he will go up over all his channels and go over all his banks.
Okay, so there we have who will come and take this stuff. The king of Assyria, okay? Said, and so much as these people talking about the people of Israel have refused the waters of Shiloh that flow softly, the peaceful things of God, they refuse them and rejoice in Rezin in Remaliah's son. In other words, they're going against these that are against the things of God. Therefore, the Lord brings up over them the waters of the river, strong and mighty. So since they, it's like he had a smooth, soft flowing river, the things of God, and they refused that. So he said, okay, tell you what, y'all take this then. It wasn't necessarily literally a river, but he was talking about the way that things went in life, were going in life.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the king of Assyria and all his glory, he will go up over all the channels and over all his banks. Verse 8.
He will pass through Judah. He will overflow and pass over. He will reach up to the neck. And stretching out of his wings will fill the breadth of your land, O Emmanuel.
Oh gosh. So what's he going to do? He will pass through Judah. He will overflow and pass over. He will reach up to the neck. What's that symbolizing? Any idea?
He's going to infiltrate?
You hear me?
Take
yes,
over?
And go to through the whole land. Mm-hmm. It is changed the land to symbolize, be symbolic of a body. That's not talking about actually a human body, but it's talking about that's how, as far as it's taking over the land, how it's going to be. It's like it'll be all the way up to the neck of the people, mm-hmm. how they will be spoiled and taken away from. And the stretching out of his wings will fill the breadth of your entire land, O Emmanuel. Emmanuel.
Emmanuel is Jesus, right?
Jesus. God with us.
Except for, it's God with us.
Yeah.
And it normally that is as far as the term that we use for Jesus, but in this time it was while he was still God before he had become, before he had come in the flesh as Jesus. Okay. And he said, it will fill, the stretching out of your wings will fill the breadth of your entire land. So that's all of Israel that God will pour out this upon all of them. Okay, what will happen?
Be shattered, O you peoples, and be broken in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Give ear, all you from far countries, gird yourselves, but be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, but be broken in pieces. He said that twice, I think he meant it.
So that kind of lets you know he means it.
Yeah.
He says it twice like that.
Take counsel together.
Wait, who is he talking to here?
Israel.
Okay. Oh, but he says, give ear all you from
far countries.
So it's not just Israel this time, it's other nations also. Say, be shattered. Okay. Gird yourself up.
It makes me think of like putting on full armor of God, like girding yourself.
Yeah.
With that protection.
Except for the fact that it's not going to work. They said, gird yourselves. But what?
Broken.
It ain't just not going to work for you.
Like humility?
No. Yeah. Go ahead. Put on all the armor you want, but it's not going to help you because you're going to be broken into pieces anyway. All right? Verse 10.
Take counsel together,
mm-hmm.
but it will come to nothing. Speak the word, but it will not stand, for God is with us.
So all of those that have risen up against the people of God, say, oh, go ahead, take counsel together, try to work it out together, and speak the word, but it won't help because God is with us. Talking about those that were truly following God of the people of Israel, because you had much of the nation that had turned away, and that's why he said of them before that this trouble is going to come all the way up to your neck. I'm not going to drown you completely, but it's going to be all the way up to your neck. And here he's talking to the others saying, you can go, you take counsel together, speak the word, but it will not stand. All your plans and all that you make will not stand, for God is with us. Those were the ones that were truly following God, saying that your plans will not stand against us. That's something we need to consider in this day that we're living in, because there's a lot of things that are coming to pass right now, and we have to make sure that we're on the side of God, that Jesus is our Savior and our Lord. And we can say, whatever you choose to do, go ahead, but it will not stand against us, because God is with us. And we need to truly get that faith and that confidence for such an hour, such a time as we're living in. Because there's some things that are getting ready to happen on earth.
That's something I've noticed with me, is I seem to be becoming more and more God-focused and God-centered,
mm-hmm.
and on His Word, and
mm-hmm.
and that, where in the past you just, you know, go about your day, you know, and every once in a while, but I'm more and more every day I'm sensing that it's necessary, you know.
I believe He is calling all of those that truly want Him. He's calling all of us to Himself, those that are truly His children, and not just being religious about this thing, but that truly love Him, truly want to know Him better, that are truly want to be saved, because God wants to save His children, and He's calling us all closer to Himself that want to be saved. Okay?
For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of His people, saying, do not say a conspiracy concerning all that His people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled.
Okay, so this is what God told me. Regardless of what else other people have said and all like that, He said, the Lord spoke this to me with a strong hand. What do you mean with a strong hand? You know how it is with you when you're dealing with your children sometimes, and you try to tell them to stop or to do something.
Like this.
Tell them to stop and do
like this.
That or stop, boy.
Yeah.
But He's giving it to him, right? So He's told with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people. And he made that known to me. Don't be like them. Okay, and he let me know that he wasn't playing about it. Okay, he said, yes.
Just to clarify here, now when he's talking about who, when you're saying me and that, you're talking about, he's talking to Isaiah there?
Yes.
Okay, now I know it's his book now, it's just trying to make sure I'm going down the right.
Yes. And because the thing about it, even with when you're dealing with the whole nation of people sometimes, he does have to separate himself from the nation, because many times you find where they are going against the things of God. And he said, do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. Because a lot of people look at things many times, and they want to say that this isn't really true. This is something that people just making up, trying to fool you. And he said, no, don't you get caught up. Uh-huh. He said, don't you get caught up in that. Okay? And don't be afraid of their threats. I think even though this was written back during that time, and it was mainly for the people of Jesus' day. Much of the book of Isaiah is, in fact, the book of Isaiah probably has more prophetic word of the days of Jesus than any other book in the Bible. But I think it also is for the end times. What he's saying here, that it's for us also.
Just earlier, a couple hours ago, I was listening on the radio, and they were playing about all these left-wing news agencies that were threatening Trump is, and you will be impeached. You will be again, and you will be impeached.
Yeah.
And every one of them are, it's almost like a script that they're all reading, all the different ones.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I thought about that. I've heard that before and seen that before.
Texas,
and I'm like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just not afraid of it at all.
Amen.
I don't think Trump is.
Yes, well, we have Isaiah chapter 12, Isaiah chapter 8. Verse 13. We have to come to that place because it's coming. And we have to come to that place where our confidence, our faith is in God. And we do realize this. It's like these things have been prophesied, and if they're by true prophets of God, they will come to pass. So we can follow the things and follow the conspiracies and all and be afraid because of them, or we can put our trust in God. We've got a choice. Okay? Verse 13.
The Lord of hosts, him you shall follow.
Yes. Yes.
Let him be your fear and let him be your dread.
If you're going to be afraid of anything or anybody, who should it be?
Be afraid of the
right.
one that can I'll really do it to you.
And it says, him you shall hallow. That word hallow, do you know anywhere else where that word comes from that's seldom used
the
anywhere else?
Lord's Prayer?
Yes.
Our Father. Father.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Hold them above everything, yeah.
Exactly.
And hallow is sacred, right?
It's sacred. It's sacred and above.
Sacred.
Holding on above, okay. He said, "Let him be your fear," and that's not talking about walk around scared of God, but it's talking about reverence. If you're gonna reverence anything, let him be the one that you reverence.
Don't
okay.
fear man, but the one who could put your soul in hell.
Oh God,
you should fear.
Exactly, exactly. Okay, and let him be your dread. If you're gonna dread anything, anybody, let him be the one. Okay. Verse 14.
He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
Oh, gosh, wait a minute. He will be as a sanctuary. What is that?
Safe place.
Yes, exactly. Will be as a safe house, a safe place, but a stone of stumbling and a rock and a fence to both the houses of Israel, and as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And how is he going to be a sanctuary?
And that trust in the Lord and the
yes.
others who are deceived.
What are the both houses?
Yeah.
Israel was divided into two. You have when they crossed the Jordan River, when they crossed the Jordan, you had 2.5 tribes that said, we want to stay on this side after they had taken over. They said, we want to stay over here. So if we go over and help you take over the land on the other side, can we come back and can we have this side? So you had the two different sections. It's still one nation, but it was still, you had the two sections.
Two houses.
Yes.
That's interesting the way they put it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
15.
As a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And that's one, again, you know, you look at this and you think of all that God does and has done for Israel, and then you see all the things that come up, how he has to deal with them, because they just can get so out of order. I don't know if you've read books of Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and probably part of Exodus, but after God brought them out of Egypt, with all that he did to bring them out, it's like he couldn't keep their focus and their attention for a good month. He'd have to keep doing it, because then once he delivered them for one thing, they'd go into something else. And so, that's
like
what
I have a bunch of 2-year-olds in the house, huh?
Yes.
About a couple million of them.
Yeah. Okay.
That sounds terrifying.
Yep. 15.
And many among them shall stumble. They shall fall and be broken and be snared and taken.
That is not God's will for his people. But when we just continue to act just out of line, like we don't know how to straighten up and all, then that's what's going to happen to you. He said, many are going to stumble and shall fall and be broken and be snared and going to be taken. And it's not talking about by their enemies. They'll be taken and enslaved by their enemies if they can't do the simple things that God gives them to do. Okay?
Let's see here. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait on the Lord who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him.
Okay. How about that? Stand there. Bind up the testimony. Seal the law among my disciples.
And this is his law.
Don't go straight. Exactly. He has given his law, the law that he gave to Moses. And he says to seal it up among his disciples, those that truly want to do his will. Seal it up. Give it to them so that they can have it. Even when they go, they are now in the promised land, but that they can have it and they know how to follow the things of God. And it says, bind up the testimony. In other words, have it to where, don't have it loose, just hanging out loosely anywhere. You gotta bind it up, seal it, and make sure that people try to make sure that people understand it anyway, and his disciples in particular, that they understand it. And then what?
Let's see, here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me.
Wait a minute, wait, 17.
Oh, I missed one? Okay. And I will wait on the Lord who hides his face from the house of Jacob. And I will hope in him.
Yes.
Here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me, for we are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion.
Okay. So what does he say that he's going to do? Joshua said he's going to do?
Let's see. 19.
17.
Oh, Saudi.
And I will
wait.
Right. I will wait on the Lord
and hope in him.
Who has his face from the house of Jacob and will hope in him. Though the rest of the nation is turned away, I'm going to wait on the Lord. And even though God has to hide his face from the entire nation, I'm going to put my hope in him. Suppose that happens here in America. That God has to hide his face, as it were, from the whole nation of America. Are you going to put your hope in him? Or are you going to go along with what the rest of the nation does? And that's a serious thing to think about. Because when you got everybody else going a certain way and talking about you, because you're still talking all that foolish God stuff, what are you going to do? Which are you going to choose?
Keep talking it.
Okay. Here am I and the children whom God has given me. We are here for signs and wonders. Well, we're here for signs and wonders here in America. from the Lord of hosts dwells in Mount Zion. We are here, brothers and sisters, for signs to others. We, as we go about our daily walking, talking, working, whatever we're doing, we're supposed to be the signs to others. People are supposed to be able to look at you and see some God in you. And that doesn't mean you got to walk around preaching all day long. But I'm just saying, in your daily activity, people ought to be able to see some godliness in you. Okay? I see two or three heads shaking.
Amen.
Okay.
Let's see, where are we, 19?
Yeah.
And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards, who whisper and mutter, should not, oh, wait a minute, should not a people seek their God?
Is that your wizard voice?
That's their gods, right? Yeah.
So seek for who? Just it says seek those who, when they say to you, seek those who are, let's talk about mediums and wizards, and whisper and mutter.
Asking the straight up question, shouldn't they be seeking their own God? And that's who they are. And then, should they seek the dead on behalf of the living?
Mm-hmm.
They do that still.
Yeah. To the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it's because there is no light in them.
Amen. Amen. So if you got people that are going out seeking mediums that are basically those witches and along that line, and wizards who whisper and mutter, those that claim to know God and give all kind of signs and stuff like that, he said, well, people, you got people telling you, that's who you need to go and talk to. That's who you need. I know this person. This person knows God, they can hear from God, and you, but they're just talk, they're talking about a different God. Should not a people seek their God, the one true God?
Who's not?
Huh?
Who is not dead? Or
right.
Not the dead?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why are they seeking a dead, the dead on behalf of the living? Many of these things that they go and pray to, you got wood carvings and stuff like that made from a dead tree. And you had to cut the tree down and before you carve it into whatever it is. And you're going to seek, supposedly to seek God through that. Should not they seek their God? Should not a people seek their God, talking about the one true God? Is that not the one you should be seeking for yourself instead of somebody else coming and trying to get you to go to these other things?
I've never understood going after other gods when, you know, this ain't God, this is just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never ever see this do anything for you or towards you or help you in any way. And nobody in ever all of history, no human has ever seen a stone or a statue or whatever do anything for them, period. Zero.
But if you can,
and then they've seen God do innumerable, and yet they still ignore him and they still go for that.
Because of the fact, number one, Satan is still there.
Yep.
Okay. And he convinces the mind about these things, even though they're not real, makes them what?
Doubt.
Exactly, yeah. And makes them doubt as far as the true and living God. And you got to have something, you got that void in you, that you got to have something to believe in. So Satan causes you to doubt the true and living God. That's why you go and look at those other things. And then especially with other people telling you, you know, I prayed this and that, and then this happened for me the next. Just go believe it. Have you believing in that doesn't even exist other than the physical right being right there. But like I said, it has no life in it at all. No breath, nothing. How is it going to do anything for you? Okay.
Let's see.
If they don't speak according to this word, talking about what's the talking according to, they don't speak according to this word. What did he mean?
What's that?
But if they don't speak according to this word, what they're talking
to,
if they're not speaking according to the word of God, why? Why is it they're not?
There's no light.
Because there's no light in them. They're walking in darkness. So that's why they're not speaking according to the word of God. They're walking in darkness and don't even know it. Thinking that they've got light. Okay?
They shall pass through it, hard pressed and hungry, and it shall happen that when they are hungry, that they will be enraged and curse their king and their God, and look upward.
Okay. Come on, give us what made you chuckle over there.
Huh?
And then they'll look upward.
Tell us what made you chuckle over there.
You mad at a God that you won't even talk to, you won't even serve. You're
right.
Lord, you don't believe. And then we're stuck going bad.
But they curse their king and their God.
Yeah.
And then look up.
Incredible foolishness. Let's see. And then they look up. Then they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness, gloom of anguish, and they will be driven into darkness.
So that means it's not even going to help. Because they are hard-pressed and hungry, and when it happens, they are hungry, and they are enraged and cursed their king and their God.
It's funny, there's this clear light right here, and they're running towards all that darkness they
yes.
can get to as fast
yes.
as they can.
And they're driven into it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Nevertheless.
Nevertheless, gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. And when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan and Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shone.
Hallelujah. Something changed. Finally, something changed. And there was a reason why this changed. Because those that walked in distress.
Heavily oppressed.
Yeah, something happened to change them. Let's see if we can find out what.
You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest.
Yes.
As men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden.
Thank you.
And the staff of his shoulder, and the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Yes, wouldn't that be a joyful day? Every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel for fire. You won't have to wear that battle stuff anymore. Your days of worry are past. Jesus is already, well, in this case, it would have been God, is already won the battle for you, but then it'll tell you how that battle was won. Verse 6.
For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given.
Yes.
And the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God.
No, yes. That's embarrassing when you're trying to preach to
like a monkey. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of the increase of his government and peace.
Hallelujah.
There will be no end.
Yes.
Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Amen. 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 This is what we talk about the book of Isaiah being so prophetic concerning the coming of Jesus. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Notice the difference there? A child is born. Jesus was the child of Mary, but he was the
son
of God. Yeah. So unto us a child is born, and to us a but as far as the son part, he was given as a son. Okay? So God gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. An entire government will be upon his shoulder. That day is coming, when the government will be upon him, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Do I not look forward to that day?
Mm-hmm.
Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it, establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. It's going to happen. Take joy, my brother, my sister. Be confident. Keep looking forward, because it's going to happen. All right? But then we got something else going to happen somewhere else.
The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it had fallen on Israel. All the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitant of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild. With huge stones, the sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars.
Okay, stop right there. Does anybody know anything about that verse? That happened recently. Anybody remember anything that happened September 11th, 9/11, we call it? What? Mm-hmm. And instead of the president turning to God and praying, what was declared was, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild with hewn stones. The sycamores are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. It was as though, God, we don't need you in this. We'll do it ourselves. Okay, and so what does God say about it?
Therefore the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him,
mm-hmm.
and spur his enemies on, the Syrians before and the Philistines behind, and they shall devour Israel with an open mouth. For all his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.
God will allow more destruction to come. Why? Because they haven't turned to him. So God will allow the enemy to continue to do stuff. And it says, but even so, for all of this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. God is still reaching out for his people. Even though we don't reach back for him as a people, as a nation, even though we turn away, we can fix this ourselves. All this, his anger is not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. Okay?
For the people do not turn to him who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts.
Mm.
Therefore the Lord will cut off head and tail
from Israel, palm branch and bulrush in one day, the elder and honorable, he is the head, the prophet who teaches lies, he is the tail.
Mm.
For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and those who are led by them are destroyed. And therefore the Lord will have no joy in their young men, nor have mercy on their fatherless and widows, for everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly.
This is talking about even the leaders of the church that cause people to err and lead people astray. That's why we got to be careful who we follow. All right? The Lord will have no joy in their young men and no mercy on the fatherless and the widows. We meet every Wednesday morning for the purpose of praying for the men of Marion County. We start with Marion County and then go to the nation, because we know this, that God has said, and we want that there would be a turning of the men of our nation to be the men that we're supposed to be, the fathers, the husbands that we're supposed to be, because we know that if not, it says that even with all of this that God allows, that his anger is not turned away and his hand is still stretched out. He's still reaching out for us. Okay? 18.
For wickedness burns as the fire, and shall devour the briars and thorns, and kindle in the thickets of the forest. They shall mount up like rising smoke through the wrath of the Lord of hosts. The land is burned up, and the people shall be as fuel for the fire. No man shall spare his brother. He shall snatch on the right hand and be hungry. He shall devour on the left hand and not be satisfied. Every man shall eat the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh shall devour Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh. Together they shall be against Judah. For all his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still.
God is watching all of this take place. How people, brother has turned against brother. And people are in such bad shape that here they are eating their own right hand. No, left hand, I'm sorry.
I don't know how much this is, pertains to this, but you know, Netanyahu is actually finally starting to say enough.
Yes.
They're going to occupy the West Bank, which that's land that God gave them anyway. So I don't understand why it's taking so long. But they're actually done. That's creating a major stir, though.
Yes.
Major.
Because we're at that time.
It's 17 piece land.
We're at that time. So that's why it's causing that.
Those people are hurting really bad, too, because of those nuts that are running the show over there.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever.
Say that again, Bob.
Israel.
The West Bank, that Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about fully occupying Gaza and taking it over.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like I said, it's...
But all of this is happening because we are in, we are not there yet, but we are so close to the last days, okay? And that time of great tribulation. We're right on the verge of tribulation right now. But when those last 3.5 years hit, I trust that I won't be here. I will have been taken away before those last 3.5 years hit.
Stuff
I believe
like
that the rapture will have taken place before that great tribulation period hits. So you want to try to make sure you aren't as these people here that he's been talking about and all they do. Even getting to the point of being hungry and devouring their own left hand. And every man eating the flesh of his own arm. Brothers against brothers. All right, anybody else? Anything else you want to comment on? Any questions you might have?
I wanted to include a prayer for
Dawn was admitted again back in the hospital.
Okay,
Who?
Dawn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dawn's.
Yeah, I know who, I know. I didn't know she went back.
Okay, go ahead.
Father God, thank you for the time here tonight. Thank you for some crazy visions in your word. Thank God you still have your hand out for us, even those that are groping in the dark.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that they discover your life, Father God. Continue interceding for them.
Yes, Father.
Father God, I wanted to lift up Dawn in prayer because she is back in the hospital and you know what she's going through. She has clots. We need them to be dissolved, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
We need your mercy and your healing touch to cover her and her be with her father who's been through lots of stress, but your will be done, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
You make your doctors find a way to make her well and full healing, Father God, is all we're praying for.
Yes, Lord. By the stripes of Jesus, we declare that she is healed.
Yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. And now, Father, as we prepare to leave and to go to our destinations, we ask that you would see us safely there, that you give us angels charge over us as we ride. Father, that we remember the things that we have read here tonight. Father, that we not allow anybody to turn us against you, but that with all of our hearts we will seek your will, that you continue to bless this nation, the leaders of this nation, help them to seek and to obey your will, dear God. And we pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.